It is Tuesday, March 26, 2013, broadcasting from the Carver Center for Public Radio. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, 3 million reasons strawberries may make a comeback in the middle part of the United States. What a donation to the University of Arkansas may mean for the future of the fruit. Plus, GOP gubernatorial hopeful Asa Hutchinson and an overview of theater for spring.
First, Arkansas lawmakers are still reviewing a proposal to provide a steel company with $125 million in state financing to build a $1.1 billion steel mill in Osceola. The legislature's Economic Development Committees convened a special meeting yesterday after two reports released by consultants last week offered mixed options of the costs and benefits of the Big River Steel project. In an interview with Talk Business Arkansas, Grant Tenniel with the Arkansas Economic Development Commission says the proposal has risks, but there are appropriate provisions in the deal to protect Arkansas.
The state has put appropriate clawback and penalty provisions into its agreement. So if everything goes badly in the marketplace, the mill is not likely to return everything it should to the state. But if the mill doesn't perform the way it's supposed to perform, then the state has the ability to ask for and receive its money back.
Tenniel says Big River Steel's plans to target growing areas of the steel market where there's demand in areas of the country where there's not as much supply is going to provide real opportunity.
Arkansas Republicans are vowing to override the governor's third veto of this legislative session. This latest veto is of a bill that would require Arkansas voters to show a valid photo ID before casting a ballot. Governor Mike Beebe, a Democrat, issued the veto yesterday after receiving information from the Attorney General's office that didn't conclude whether the bill is unconstitutional. The governor's spokesman, Matt DeCampbell, says it's a redundant law.
Well, there is the issue of legal uncertainty and not knowing how the courts would interpret the law under Article 3 of the Arkansas Constitution. They could very well say that it violates the Arkansas Constitution. But also, you've got a law that's addressing a problem that we think is already addressed with laws we currently have.
Republicans in the State House of Representatives issued a statement yesterday saying they are ready to override the veto. However, the override will start in the Senate, where Republican lawmakers also hold a majority. They could take up the issue later today.
Recent nationwide polls show a majority of Americans support the right by same-sex couples to marry. And as the Supreme Court takes up questions surrounding gay marriage this week, the latest numbers show Arkansas largely unchanged in its view on what many consider to be a civil right. Hendricks political science professor Jay Barth says recent polling done by the University of Arkansas provides the clearest evidence for how people in the state view the subject.
55% of Arkansans said there should be no legal recognition of a gay couple's relationship. There's been a little shift, but a majority have consistently been in that position since the question was first asked in 2005.
Barth points out, in addition to survey numbers, a widely supported 2004 referendum barring same-sex marriages in the state shows the firmness of many Arkansans' views.
No new shoreline use permits at Beaver Lake will be considered until October. That's the official word from the Army Corps of Engineers at the lake. The lake's chief ranger, Jared Trammell, says the deferral of new permits is a result of the budget crunch being felt by many divisions of the federal government. With a smaller budget, he says lake officials will be shifting some rangers who normally work in the Natural Resources Program, which manages the shoreline use permits, over to help with park support and campground management.
The reason for it is we haven't been able to hire summer park rangers to help out, which we normally hire every summer to kind of help with the campground side of things when parks open. Parks open April 1st, so with that coming out, we had to, of course, put that information out to where to let everybody know that we're not going to be accepting permit requests because we're not going to have the ranger staff to be able to support both programs fully through the summer months.
Permits affected by the personnel shift include permits for construction on new and existing boat docks, new paths to the shoreline, and new permits for mowing near the lake shore. Trammell says that the deferral of new shoreline use permits will have few noticeable impacts on normal lake use.
The only noticeable impact obviously would be the new docks that would get put on the lake. There may not be as many during the summer months, but once October gets here, we'll be looking at those permits. Additionally to that, we do have a backlog of existing permit requests that we have on file because we've had a low lake level. And so we haven't been able to work those. We have around 75 to 80 of those requests right now on hand. So we will continue to work those during the summer months as we can with our staff So there will be some new docks being permitted during this time. We're just not going to be able to take new requests.
As far as the lake level is concerned, this morning the water level at Beaver Lake registered at 1,114.5 feet above sea level, just under 6 feet below the seasonal average of 1,120.4 feet. Trammell says that the lake level is slowly rising as the area receives more scattered rain.
The jobless rates of the Northwest Arkansas and Fort Smith metro areas climbed in January. According to new numbers from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics, the unemployment rate in Northwest Arkansas increased by 0.8% from December to January, resulting in an unemployment rate of 5.9%. While January's jobless rate is still lower than figures from January 2012, the figure represents nearly 14,000 unemployed or underemployed persons in the four-county area, which saw a decrease of about 1,400 people from its overall labor force. The new numbers paint a slightly bleaker picture for the Fort Smith metro area. Its unemployment rate jumped a full percentage point to 8.7% in January. The new jobless figures show a 0.5% increase over figures from a year ago. Still yet, 11,500 people were unemployed during January in the Fort Smith metro.
After serving for 13 years as head of the Fay Jones School of Architecture at the University of Arkansas, Dean Jeff Shannon has announced his resignation effective May 15th. Following his resignation, Shannon will return to the classroom, and he will begin teaching full-time in 2014. He will also continue as executive editor of the collaborative publishing venture between the School of Architecture and the University of Arkansas Press. Shannon is the fourth dean of the architecture school, and an interim dean will soon be named.
The director of the Arkansas United Community Coalition is one of 11 individuals being recognized today at the White House as a Cesar Chavez Champion of Change. Medea Reith was honored at a ceremony this morning at the White House for her commitment and compassion for diversity. Among her other accomplishments, she is the youngest person appointed to the Arkansas State Board of Education.
The Arkansas gymnastics team will compete in the Oregon State NCAA Regional April 4th. Arkansas is ranked 16th in the country and is the number 3 seed at the meet in Corvallis. Other teams at the meet will include the top seed Georgia and number 2 seed Oregon State. The pairings were announced yesterday.
If March Madness has you itching to practice your hoop skills this week, then you'll have to go somewhere besides the Jones Center in Springdale for practice. The Jones Center announced yesterday that the courts will be closed through Friday as the courts are being resurfaced. The courts are scheduled to reopen, new floors and all, on Saturday, March 30th.
Clear, lows in the lower to mid-20s in northwest Arkansas. It is spring, and mostly clear with lows from the mid to upper 20s in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunshine tomorrow, highs will be around 55 in northwest Arkansas. Sunshine tomorrow for the Arkansas River Valley, highs close to 60. And for tomorrow night, partly cloudy, slightly warmer. Lows around 35 across northwest Arkansas. Lows will be around 40 in the Arkansas River Valley.